Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. We start with the NFL rule changes today. The big one was all centered around the tush push. It has not been banned. The proposal to ban the tush push did not receive the required support to pass. 10 teams voted against the proposal. You needed 75% of the league in order for that to pass. That was surprising news today. Also, the NFL tabled the discussion on reseeding the postseason. That was that proposal by the Lions that would have made it to where if you win your division, you're not guaranteed a home game anymore if there was a wild card team that had more wins than you. So that is tabled. The only thing that passed today was a small change, I guess, to the onside kick rule that will move the kick from the 34 to the 35. 34 to the 35. Also, you can declare onside kicks at any point during a game as long as you're trailing. So if you want to do it in the second quarter and you're down two touchdowns and you think you got a look that you like, you can do it. But again, you have to declare still, so there's no element of surprise. You just don't have to wait till the fourth quarter anymore. Yeah, so those are the rule changes, or those that were at least proposed. The latest status on those. Also, Roger Goodell today was supposed to have his contract voted on. They have decided to just push it to a later date. Nobody thinks that anything's weird is going on there, but his contract runs through 2027. He has made these owners a lot of money. He's going to get a brand new fat contract.
Next up on What's Trending, the Royals dropped to the Giants game 2, 3-2 last night. Had a chance, a couple chances late, couldn't get another run across. Inevitably tie that series up at one game apiece. They'll have the rubber match today at 2:30 or 2:45. Day game coverage starting at 1:30 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Royals baseball. Josh Vernier will join us coming up in 30 minutes as well.
Yeah, well, Daniel Lynch to start us off this afternoon. On to the NBA, where we saw the Western Conference Finals begin. The Thunder took Game 1 at home, 114-88 over the Timberwolves. They were 7.5-point favorites. They easily covered. It was competitive in the first quarter, first half or so. Tonight, this is the big one in terms of TV ratings and the intrigue and a little bit of history, obviously, between these franchises, although it's been a very long time. Knicks, Pacers, Eastern Conference Finals later on. Cannot wait for this game tonight.
Next up on What's Trending, reports, or industry reports, suggest that Scott Hansen is close to a new deal to return as the host of NFL Red Zone.
Yes,
so,
good.
Alex, you can rejoice.
I like that.
Sounds like he's close to taking a contract. He was exploring some other options, reportedly. They were looking at maybe Siciliano or some other choices. But Scott Hansen had his contract up. But it sounds like, according to reports, he is likely to return to NFL Red Zone.
I'm happy. He's the best when it comes to this. Good. Good for him. I'm glad they're not messing with it. You got to keep that red zone product strong. It's great if you're a Chiefs fan because you're watching a lot of red zone because the Chiefs are in these standalone slates. So then you can just enjoy red zone at noon most Sundays. Most Sundays. There's like four this year, I guess, where they play at noon. Lastly, on what's trending, some baseball news. There was a lot of speculation because of the Pirates' lack of success and also firing their manager that maybe they would be willing to move on from Paul Skeens. They have at least addressed it through one report saying they have no interest in entertaining the idea of a Paul Skeens trade. Now, look, I don't ever expect the Pirates to come out and say, yeah, we're good to trade him. Sure.
Open for business.
But it's one to watch. Maybe not this year, but like a year or two from now. He's only in his second year in the big leagues. Tons of team control left. One of the best pitchers, Cy Young candidate, all of that. But it's a name to watch. We were joking off air. We're like, how much would it take to pull off a trade for Paul Skeens?
You can't get your value back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding. They could have. There's not a prospect I would protect if I were another organization.
Yeah.
If I had the number one prospect in all of baseball, and the Royals have the number 10 prospect in all of baseball, to be clear. If I had the number one prospect in all of baseball, I would trade him immediately for Paul Skeens. Like, are we crazy? He's got 5 years of cheap control left at the major league level. He's making $900,000 a year, and he might win a Cy Young this year. He's pre-arbitration for the next 2 years after this one, Gold. He's not even going to get like a contract relative to his performance for 2 years.
Why would that's the thing. If you're the Pirates, you at least hold on to him for another two at minimum. At minimum.
Pre-arb?
Minimum
at 900,000? Yeah.
But that organization's a joke, so.
Yeah, they're one of the worst in the sport.
The Pirates are abysmal. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold as we continue to broadcast live from Heartland Men's Health. We're up at one of their three locations. Today we're at Briarcliff, a location right in the Briarcliff Village. We appreciate them having us up here again. Their beautiful location, great views of downtown Kansas City, easy access from the north as well as downtown. They are the leading provider of men's sexual health treatments throughout the greater Kansas City area. Maybe you've been thinking something's just not right. Maybe you have noticed overall low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, you name it. Well, that could be a sign of low testosterone. Unfortunately, many people just think, hey, I'm just getting older. It is what it is. Unaware that there are medical treatments that can give you back that vigor, that vitality, and that's where Heartland Men's Health comes into play. You can get a low T consultation. They'll get your lab work done. Have your results within 30 minutes. A licensed medical provider will then review results with you, discuss your options, and will make the decision together. Cost of the appointment is only $99. That includes that medical consult, testosterone, and PSA levels as well. You can even do walk-in appointments, or if you want to schedule one, go to heartlandmenshealth.com or give them a call, 844-447-6600.
We'll talk to Vern coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Daniel Lynch will make the start today for the Royals, we mentioned. Don't forget, though, Wednesday is our lunch hour brought to you by Jefferson's. You know, we're big. You and I were both at Jefferson's, different Jefferson's, last Friday night, funny enough. They have a new happy hour here to save you money 7 days a week, half off appetizers, half off your bar tab at Jefferson's Lenexa and Jefferson's North Kansas City. Those are the two we were obviously at. You heard that right. Half off your bar tab. Not to mention Monday is all day happy hour. Same great deals, reverse happy hour, 7 days a week. Jefferson's wing, burgers, and oysters. Look, the Royals are getting not difficult to talk about from like an on-air perspective. I don't want to come in here and tell you the same thing. They can't score. They can't get on base. They can pitch. They can sure as hell pitch. Michael Lorenzen got himself in a little bit of a jam, especially because of the Vinny error. Still worked it out pretty well, mind you. Didn't cause any major damage. Kept themselves in the game like they're in every damn game. And then kind of leveled out to where it was like they were at right now. But what I can't figure out is, at what stage is the next move for the Royals? Because the way I look at the team last night, look at Drew Waters, for instance, last night. Drew Waters was a bigger contributor on the offense than about half the guys who've been in the starting lineup the entire year. So what is the next move, and when is the next move? Is the next move just giving Salvador Perez a day off and it's something small? Is the next move moving him down in the order? Is the next move calling up Devaney from AAA because he's hitting homers? And I know that I felt this way at the time, which was, is Waters going to help this offense? I don't know. Well, he did. Like, at this point, they need micro helps to the offense, Gold. Small ones, at this point, could make a difference between wins or losses when your team's pitching this good. So, like, I'm kind of waiting for the next thing.
And again, I think we're going to start seeing that starting like the next week or so past Memorial Day. I really think that's just a benchmark that a lot of teams look at third of the way through the season, and you start to do that. And, you know, if you're talking about right field replacements and, you know, where's Hunter Renfro fit in this organization, we know each and every day the dollar amount that it takes to move on gets less and less. And only a few people know the answer to the conversations and whether or not finances are a hurdle at all with any of that. They just ate money on Chris Stratton, though, didn't they? To DFA him. So does that mean they're willing to do that for somebody else as quickly? Does that mean they got to wait longer? I don't know, right? I don't know the answer to that. But that could also potentially be playing somewhat of a role. I think with you asked the question about, hey, short-term without making a move roster-wise, but maybe a lineup move, I think the point that everybody is starting to look at now, like, could you do this, which would be you move Salvi down, you move Mikel up, you know, and that's the potential change. And so
he
you
had
move
two more hits last night.
Mikel's batting fourth, third.
Not a traditional third, fourth.
Vinny would be third, Mikel fourth, and then Salvi is still batting fifth. There's really just not a ton of flexibility in the lineup because you got so many guys that are not hitting still and haven't had success this year. And Salvi in particular is a frustrating one because we all know what kind of career he has had. We all know he has had hot and cold stretches, but it's May 21st. We've yet to see that stretch. And I know, and I totally get this, and we've had guests on our show, and I respect the heck out of them, that'll bring up underlying metrics, and this is showing that he's just been unlucky. I told you, I listened to that kind of stuff for the first month or so. I don't want to hear the underlying. Want to hear the underlying metrics are that he's just been an unlucky player when we get to June. I'll listen in April. Heck, I'll listen even this entire month of May. When we get to June, I do not want to hear you telling me, but he's just been unlucky or there's underlying metrics that say he's close to breaking out. Not in June. I'll give you 2 months.
Now, I will say, from that same metric.
Because maybe those metrics are lying in this case.
By that same attitude, I do think it's really important. And I don't know. I got into like a Royals fan the other day with this because you and I have talked about this before. But it's like, by that same thing, I also don't need their season-long stats if that's not what matters to me. Like, I don't care. Like, moving forward, and this is not just because I like him as a person, as we've discussed, I don't care about Vinny Pasquantino's current in-season batting average. Because the other day someone's like, well, your boy Vinny's still hitting .226 for a three-hitter. That doesn't matter. I don't care that he's hitting .226 now. He has now played the last month hitting .300 with a .326 on base. All I care about is that. I don't care what he did in April. It doesn't mean anything anymore. It is unimportant for the rest of his season. It is, did Vinny figure out whatever his swing problems are, and will that maintain? And over the last month of baseball, the answer to that is yes, yes, and his history would tell you yes. All of those things are likely to stick moving forward. I don't need just stat, like, for the same reason, like, career numbers don't mean anything for, like, Salvador Perez or what he's done. At some point this year, and I couldn't believe this was a real stat. This is their biggest problem offensively. It's two things. One is hitting with runners in scoring position and the idea that if they're not going to be a good offense, they should be small ball. They should be way better small ball. Less base running errors, more guys home with two out, less than two outs, and a guy on third, all that stuff. I couldn't believe that when I looked it up, Salvador Perez has not hit a home run for the Royals since April 13th.
Mm.
Yeah, 5 weeks in baseball, when you play 5-6 days a week, is a lifetime. April 13th?
Yeah, I'm getting worried,
man. Was the last time he hit a home run? April 13th?
Admittedly, I'm getting more concerned than I was, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. As I said, we get further into this thing, I don't want to hear about underlying metrics, and we all know he's been a hot and cold player at times. And, you know, him chasing out of the zone is nothing new. He's had plenty of great years where that's what he does. It's more when, like last night, I see a pitch, I won't say right down the middle, that'd be misleading, but 90 miles an hour, you know, middle of the zone up a little bit, and he just I don't think he's seen the baseball well at all. And so that's really, really concerning. You start wondering, you know, Father Time stuff, you know, and I'm not saying that he has no chance of recovering, but I'm getting a little concerned that the age thing and maybe it's finally catching up a little bit.
But it's just so
not the full extent of, like, I'm not saying he's washed, that, but the, hey, he's a number four hitter in your lineup kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not that. Maybe he's not that anymore. That's what we have to, I think, start to consider.
I know, and I feel like it's more for football than baseball in a lot of ways. I know it happens quick. But, like, dude, 6 months ago, he was a qualified foreigner. It's not like
I know.
It wasn't like that long ago. It's
but
like,
sometimes that happens.
Mean, father time, like I mean, like, and I'm not even saying for you. It's just like it got you that quick. Like 6 months ago, you were a 270 hitter with a 330 on base, slugging 27 homers and 100 RBI, playing for a playoff team. And 6 months later, you can't move. Like you can't. You can't play. I still
we have
feel
yet
like,
to have. We have yet know, to have the moment. Like maybe it's this afternoon. I hope it is, guys.
He puts
we have the moment this
the
afternoon
to
where
the opposite field.
Even if he, you know, even if he's 0-2 in his first at bat, you know, 0-3 in his first three at bats, but that fourth one, it's the eighth or ninth inning, and they got a man on second, and he comes up with the big hit. We just haven't seen that. Now, we haven't seen it from anybody, but I'm also talking about the captain of the team, and the standard is different for you. The captain of the team, you're one of the key pieces for this
first
offense.
First guy to get the C since
Gordon,
Sweeney.
So, I mean, that both of them. So, like, I think that's the... That's what's frustrating is it's we haven't even had the big it doesn't feel like the big hit from him this year yet.
Yeah, I agree. But I also just think like home runs in general, they're dead last in the league, man. Dead last in the league. Mm-hmm. Salvador Perez has been pretty perennially a 25 to and at times 48, but let's just take the outlier year away. A 25 to 30 home run hitter. Bobby Wood Jr. is capable of hitting 30 home runs in any given year. Vinny, 20 to 25, maybe 30 on a good year, home run hitter overall. All of those guys are below the normal numbers gold, so that's a bad start. All the guys are below the normal number, that's a tough start. And then in addition to, some guys just aren't hitting them at all. Salvador Perez, Michael Massey, and because MJ Melendez, a guy who might have been a home run hitter at one particular point, hasn't been in the lineup because he hasn't been in the big leagues at all, it gets back to this. All comes back to, and I mean...
People are asking you to do a song. Does the captain need a song?
Man, Salvador
Perez.
I don't
know, man. The captain doesn't need a song, right? It either is going to happen or it's not going to happen for him this year. I don't think.
You think
usually
I mean,
the song is for less proven guys.
I know, yeah. I mean, typically I say
it's not a veteran song. It's not a veteran song.
15 years in the big leagues and he's getting a song?
Usually we don't
see that.
Let
me think about it. I'm trying to think about a song that would work. Feels like it would need to be.
Someone said the next series is the one where they'll really freak out. He usually crushes at Target Field, and that is true.
Oh, it's true.
Basically, like, if it's not happening this weekend, people are going to start freaking out more. I hear you. I hear you on that. It's true. He does typically have some really, really good numbers at Target Field. Maybe he just needs to get up to St. Paul, Minnesota, and Minneapolis area and figure it out.
Somebody was saying, do you remember how quickly it happened for Billy Butler? It did seem like it happened quick for him.
Yeah.
But not as
– yeah. I mean,
but again, not as quick as you think. No, it didn't happen as quick as you think. You're thinking he just left Kansas City and the guy stunk. His last year in Kansas City was a 271 hitter with a 323 on base. I guess, I don't know, that last year in Kansas City might be the beginning of the decline. So maybe that. But even then, man, less gradual than what we're seeing out of Salvador Perez right now. He definitely got worse. But in his, I don't know, at age 30 between two teams, Billy Butler still hit 284 with a 336 on base. Not much power, and he only played in 97 games. But, like, I don't know, he's still like a qualified big league player by the time he was done. So I don't know, man.
We'll talk about it with Vern here in about 10 minutes or so. Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, is going to join us, and he'll be actually on the air at 1:30 as well today for his on-deck show as the Royals wrap up their series there in the Bay Area, taking on the Giants. 2:45 first pitch, Daniel Lynch on the bump, and then they get an off day, and then they head to Minneapolis on Friday.
He has, that's a good point on Target Field.
His numbers are great. Did you just pull them up, the numbers?
No.
Oh,
because no. But historically, he is very, very good at Target Field. I just remember those stats always come out every year. He's played there a lot. Seems to like the dimensions, the batter's eye. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it works for Salvador Perez in that field pretty consistently. Are you trying to see what the split is? Now I'm just kind of curious.
I don't have it in front of me.
I can find it pretty quick, I guess. But yeah, I just... I don't know, man. April 13th. Ugh. That's the part that gets me. What is somebody saying I'm going to coward out
they
of
They said
song?
You should do a song, Salvi, instead of Jolene. So they went, Salvi. Jolene. So Salvi. Salvi.
Salvi.
Salvi. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if that's
Where's
the one.
Swing, my man?
I mean, there's some elements that could work, I guess.
But also I don't want to say this for sure. Now, you know why I won't do that one? Is that in deference to our guy, Ben Heisler, he did that cover once to Embiid.
Oh, you can't do it then.
And so, like, I don't know why that seems familiar.
Okay, yeah.
Why does that? I was just trying to figure out.
You can't do it then.
Why
that
does
song's
that
off limits.
Yeah, that song's off limits. I totally agree. I was just trying to make sure before we got too far. You know, like I don't want to get stuck into that.
What do you make of the news that just came out from Adam Schefter? Nothing like huge news, but Hard Knocks training camp this year will feature the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, the Bills.
The Bills. So
talked them into a playoff team, so the rules changed.
Yep. So they've got the Bills Hallmark movie this year, and now they got Bills Hard Knocks this year. Sean McDermott will be mic'd up throughout training camp. That alone is going to get me to watch. You know, I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know what references he's going to use, so I can't wait.
I mean, he ought to be very careful about motivating his team, I'll say.
No, I'll be curious. Watch him. They're the Chiefs. They're obviously a rival contender in the AFC. So they're the biggest contender to them, even though the Chiefs have beat them every time in the playoffs. But they are the team that they typically have to beat.
And is in it every year.
And is in it every year. They'll play in Buffalo this year. Yeah, so that's a good team. Like, if it was a random NFC team, I wouldn't care. I'm more likely to watch.
I haven't
because
watched
the Bills.
In years.
I'll probably watch
this
a
one
bit
intrigues
this
year. Me more than the losing teams for the reason that you just mentioned. They changed the rules this year to include playoff teams. They convinced the Bills to do it after after Jordan didn't get ownership rights over Hard Knocks.
Yeah, anything new there?
I don't know, man.
There were rumors they're engaged.
Yeah, and
do you believe that? I think they actually are.
I think they probably are.
And I hit a new level of creeped out when somebody said Bill Belichick's age gap is closer to the Titanic sinking than his current wife maybe fiance. And I was like, oh my God, his age gap is closer to the Titanic. That can't be good.
That's disgusting.
He's closer to have been on the Titanic than the age of his maybe fiance. I don't feel good about that. Yeah. So I don't know about that. I am interested in the Bills.
We'll just look at Bill's left hand, you know, when he's doing the games, unless he's got his arms crossed the whole time. You know, we'll see if we can spot a ring, you know?
See if he's got – you think he's wearing an engagement ring?
No, you're right.
I'm not knocking that.
I'm sure they're going to show her at some point. She's going to be on the field next to him during the games. We'll get some sort of an idea. The text line is
career
right.
Target.
We might get we might get some more storylines around the Josh Allen Haley Steinfeld relationship with Hard Knocks.
Oh, there you go.
You think they'll
I'm sure there's an angle.
Well, that training camp though, only like
here's the problem with Hard Knocks, man. They don't show any of the players you care about. They always focus in on some dude named Jeb with a mullet.
If they're smart, they're going to have Keon Coleman on every episode.
Who's not going to make the roster.
Keon Coleman could be...
He might be a star.
A flat-out star with his personality and everything. He'd be great. He's alone a reason to watch. So
okay.
Yeah. I did look it up. Salvador Perez's career at Target Field, 95 games. So he's played a lot there. 307 average, 337 on base. 23 career home runs there, 63 RBI.
Well, it's got to happen this weekend then. Otherwise, I'm going to be really, really concerned.
Most walks he's had at any stadium in his career other than Kaufman. So, like, I mean,
he likes Target Field. This is the weekend.
It's not even close. This is his best road park by far, especially when you factor in number of games. The only other ones that he has, like, good numbers at are Steinbrenner Field this year or Nationals Park that he's played three games at or, you know, some of the other, like, smaller ones. But if it's any field he's played, like, a significant number at, Fenway might be close. But, yeah, it's his best road park. No doubt about it.
All right, up next, we'll check in with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. We'll ask him about Salvador Perez. We'll obviously discuss how the Royals are going to handle today with Daniel Lynch starting and what he made of maybe a comment or two from J.J. Piccolo yesterday. That's coming up right here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Cody and Gold. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 15 minutes. Reminder, we are broadcasting live from Heartland Men's Health Clinic up north today. We're at their beautiful clinic in North KC, the Villages at Briarcliff. Easy access from the north as well as downtown. This is just one of their three locations. If you're out south, don't forget Overland Park, Kansas. You can stop in there. Also, the Independence location, if you're between right there, Lee Summit, Blue Springs, right off I-70, I-470 intersections. They make it very easy for you there. Three locations with expert staff that know all about men's restorative health that provide five-star patient experiences every single day. And since April of 2023, they've successfully treated thousands of men across the three area locations. If you want to schedule an appointment, just go to heartlandmenshealth.com or give them a call, 844-447-6600. We go out to the hotline and welcome in a guy that's going to be broadcasting here in about an hour for his on-deck show, a little afternoon baseball. Of course, I'm talking about Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, as the Royals wrap up their series in the Bay Area there at Oracle Park, taking on the Giants, a 2:45 first pitch. Vern, before we get into how the Royals are, I guess, going to handle today with Daniel Lynch and everything starting, yesterday we had J.J. Bacolo on the show, and there were a couple things that stood out to us just about moving forward the rest of the season and how they're going to navigate this roster a little bit. Obviously, the internal discussions are already happening, ways to improve the offense. But for those that are, I'm sure you see it and hear it on your post-game show all the time, wanting them to go make a trade, there is really no trades to make at this point in time. Too many teams are still in it.
Yeah, this is the group at least for another month. You go back a couple of years ago when they jumped the market in trading Aroldis Chapman, it was still right middle to late June before you saw that team pull the trigger and win the trade deadline. Okay, last season when they bring in Urseg, that's a little closer to the trade deadline. But again, July 31st is more than 2 months away. Yeah, there was so much in that conversation you guys had with JJ. I thoroughly enjoyed it, from the comp with Jack Caglione to him calling out every single base running mistake to a D. Not sugarcoating anything. Really appreciated that. And then, laying it all out there. And I love the way that he tagged it, right? He says, no, the market's not really developed, but we're thinking about it every moment of every single day. Again, his track record, John Sherman's track record, lends you to believe that if the offense continues to struggle this mightily for the next month, it's going to be more than one addition to this team, because right now this team is more than one bat short from winning the division. Now, you know, as I say that, I think to myself, well, is that the goal of the front office? Is it division title or bust? Or with how below average this offense has been, does that maybe change how you view things? And now it's just get in, and then maybe down the stretch with a possible promotion of a Jack Caglione, maybe then that's enough to just get us in and maybe get hot in October.
Yeah, the way I was viewing it, it's like, and I know it's there's not much to done, but I was just thinking about like the Drew Waters part, Vern. It's like, hey, he made your offense better. I'm not saying they're good, but it was better than the option that they were offering in MJ Melendez. Like, how long till they start deciding Devaney's a better choice than options at the big league level? Like, not even talking about trade, just somebody who can hit or has a chance to hit, because they're running into an issue now, Vern, where they're a third of the way into the season, they still got half the lineup who's not swinging.
Sure, but to add the Cam Devaney, to add the John Rave, you need to make that corresponding move to the 40-man roster, which I don't know off the top of my head. I'm sure there's someone on there where I would go, oh, okay, well, just get rid of this dude. No one wants to see this dude. Get rid of that guy. I'm sure there's a name or two, so maybe it's not that arduous to make that 40-man move. I'm not opposed to it. Again, when you're bottom five in most offensive categories, there are no bad ideas.
I'm looking through it. All right, let's go through the old... I mean, I don't even know who that guy is.
I mean, you can hack off Luke Maley, right? Or actually, he was just
DFA'd.
He got DFA'd.
Yeah,
who's Eric Sarantola?
They just added him this offseason. He was one of the three adds to protect him from the Rule 5. He's a hard-throwing right-hander that I think is long to be a reliever. But a big arm. Big, triple-digit arm.
That was just like one of those, was like, I'm just going to have to ask now, because that's my initial instinct is... Person I don't remember, you know?
Someone,
him,
though.
Cameron and Avila were added this offseason.
Okay. Someone that we obviously know is not going anywhere, but maybe is there movement in the lineup? I'm talking about Salvador Perez. We were having a discussion prior to you hopping on with us. Just, hey, he gets target field this weekend. Maybe this will get him going or something. Otherwise, very concerning. You know, the underlying metrics, people can bring those up all day long to me. Mm-hmm. I'll listen in April and May. I'm not going to buy into that in June. And we're not there yet, but we're about a week out from that. What are you seeing from Salvi? I thought last night in particular, there was a pitch or two that was a little more concerning, not just the normal chasing out of the zone stuff we've seen throughout his career, but just flat out looking like the swing's a little slow.
He was robbed of a knock, I would say, in the fourth. The eight-pitch punch out there in the sixth. I don't know if that's the one you were talking about, but that Rodriguez dude was punching out Bobby. He got Mike Hell swinging. That dude was pretty nasty there in the sixth inning. Yeah, listen, I think you make a great point as far as the underlying numbers in April and May. I can't refute that. Thankfully, we still have another 10 days left in May to hang on to that hope, because when you have a track record like Salvi to go along with those expected numbers and the work ethic that we've marveled at for more than a decade, I'm going to give him these 10 days. But also, like we mentioned right out of the gate, this is the squad for the next month, likely. So drop Salvi to the five spot, to the six spot. That means Mike Hell, okay, fine. But Jonathan India is still at the top of the lineup, and he's been underwhelming. Vinny in big moments with runners in scoring position has not been the monster that he was a season ago. Mike Hell can move up. I got no issue with that. But now we're praying that Mark Canha can keep it up. I mean, you understand all of this. Salvi is a key cog to this team and will be throughout the season. I think we all agree that it'll be unfair to ask a 35-year-old to catch and hit cleanup and really expect this team to win the division. I think is ridiculous. Now, you move him out from behind the dish, and I guess it becomes a possibility, but I don't see him moving from behind the plate. So when those summer months show up, Salvi needs to drop. And I know inside the organization, they know that. They've braced for that. And, you know, unfortunately, the way that they've braced for it hasn't necessarily worked out. MJ's at Omaha. Michael Massey's not doing much. Jonathan India, like we talked about, is underwhelmed. And Vinny's not coming through in those big moments. So, again, to win the division, this team appears to be two bats away to go along with a possible promotion from within. Hopefully, Salvi can turn it around, Massey, somebody else, to make it not necessary for JJ to try to once again pull a rabbit out of the hat and bring in the offensive equivalent of Cole Reagans and Lucas Irseg, two guys that can make the case that we're one of the five best in the world at what we do.
I guess part of that, though, is like last year, their single biggest weakness was the bullpen, and that man swung for the fences in the bullpen department. So, like, do we kind of expect a similar approach to the offense this year? Because that's the only thing to fix right now.
Like, you have to think so. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's John Sherman's MO. That seems to be JJ's MO, to be aggressive, to capitalize on the opportunity. And yeah, as of right now, thankfully, and with the good news that JJ passed along yesterday with you guys about Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo and how optimistic they are on that front, it would still appear that the Royals will be in a position of power heading into the deadline with all that pitching depth. Now, again, knock on wood that Reagans and Lugo return and can stay healthy. But if that is the case, pitching is not what the Royals will be fishing for. Not that there's going to be a ton of impact bats out there, but everyone needs pitching. Not everyone needs a bat. So the Royals, I think, will be in a good spot.
I guess that to that point, I'll ask you about Daniel Lynch here in a minute and whether or not like this can turn into another opportunity for him to start down the road or just it's a possible just, you know, get in the lineup and do whatever. You know, do your job as a starter today. But Michael Lorenzen. If Noah Cameron deals while these guys are down, they come back and the rest of the rotation is still good. Bubic still dominates. Reagans and Lugo are good. Everything works. Does Lorenzen become a trade possibility for the Royals?
For sure.
And they just go Noah Cameron or somebody else?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you're either going to move them or lose them. You know, you could say the same for Seth Lugo. You know, Chris Bubic has a year and a half left. There are a lot of possibilities when it comes to this pitching staff. And like we talked about, J.J. Piccolo needs to be right with whichever one he chooses. Now, Lorenzen could also be beneficial to the team if he moves to the bullpen in the second half of the season, especially if the innings logged by Reagans and Waka and Lugo, again, a rotation right now that leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched, if that begins to slow down, regress in the bullpen instead of throwing those innings on a Daniel Lynch, Irseg, and Estevez, having a guy that can give you 2 to 4 innings every few weeks, in multiple appearances every few weeks, in a guy like Michael Lorenzen, that could be beneficial. So, again, Seth Lugo's going to opt out in a few weeks. Maybe he returns like Michael Waka did, but that could also be a pretty big matzo ball to put out there.
We're talking to Josh Vernier here on Cody and Gold. All right, what about today with Daniel Lynch? As Cody alluded to, he's going to start today. We all know he's been in the bullpen. What's the plan, I guess, today? And knowing that Reagans and Lugo are not going to be gone hopefully too long on this IL stint, this is just kind of a one-off kind of get through it day. Is that basically what they're approaching it as?
Yeah, yesterday, yes, an off day for Daniel Lynch, but he did pitch two of the previous the two previous days, and throwing today is going to be 4 of the last 6. So I would expect 2 innings. I'm hoping for 2 innings out of Daniel Lynch. I think Taylor Clark can come in behind and give you multiple innings as he's well-rested coming off the paternity list. Estevez, Irseg, Schreiber, all of them with the night off yesterday. Really, the only guy you would think is unavailable is Jonathan Bolin, who picked up the final 5 outs last night. So it's a full bullpen, but you're also going up against a guy in Logan Webb, who right now might be the best right-handed pitcher in the National League. It's going to be one of those type of victories if the Royals are able to pull this one off. One that I think we point back to and go, can you believe they pulled that one out? Wow, what a team effort it was to take that series in San Francisco.
I guess it's what I give them so much credit for. Like, you know, I understand they faced some good pitching in this series, Robbie Ray being in the first one. This team is in every game, Vern. The pitching is so good that even with an offense that is bottom 5 or 10 in runs, they're dead last in home runs, they're bottom 3 in the league with hitting and runners in scoring position. When I'm in the 8th inning, I'm still watching a team run down with a chance, right? I mean, I give them a lot of credit, I guess, for that. Although at some point it's like, if the offense hit, it feels like they could go on a Twins run. They could win 10 games in a row if they just decided to hit.
Yeah, you find yourself in that interesting place that Chiefs fans find themselves in and have found themselves in really ever since Andy Reid showed up, where, man, I'm happy with the win, but boy, I wish it was a little sexier, or it should have been better, or we're going to focus on the things that aren't working. You know, you need to catch yourself, not you guys, but fans on the postgame show certainly need to catch themselves when they say, man, the offense is killing us. No, nothing's killing you when you have a winning record, when you have one of the six best marks in the American League. Nothing's killing you. Now, the offense is holding you back from being your best. It's stopping you from truly capitalizing on the best rotation in the American League. And having a guy like Lucas Ursek, who is the best relief pitcher in the American League. Chris Bubich and Michael Wacha, you know, you dive into the numbers, they're two of the 15, 20 best pitchers in the sport. And then you also have two of the top five American League Cy Young Award vote getters from a season ago. Yeah, this is, right now still, the best pitching staff in the American League. And yeah, you would love to be atop the division, but you're in the race. You have 112 games to go. You would have taken this on opening day. We all would have. And that's why you still have hope on a day like this, where you're pretty big underdogs going up against a stud right-hander, but you're showing up today expecting the boys to walk away victorious, and that's a pretty good feeling.
Last one for you, Vern. Is there an updated timeline in your mind now that we know Cags is in AAA and it's May 20th, now 21st, now that we don't have to wonder if that's going to take longer? Is it still this July, August, best-case scenario stuff?
Yeah, that's the dream scenario is still very much underway, right? Dominate AA, go to AAA for a couple of months, and if you can crush there, and the offense at the big league level can do its part to where you're not put in a position where you need to be the hero, yeah, August, no reason to believe that Cags wouldn't be a nice piece to introduce to the lineup in the seventh spot and hope that he can climb over a guy like Salvi and Mike Hell, push them down in the lineup and be that left-handed Pete Alonso that JJ mentioned yesterday.
Yeah, we would all sign up for that. That sounds good to me.
That
all right,
so
Vern.
Cool of him to say that.
Yeah.
How many general managers are going to do that?
No,
that was awesome.
No, exactly. If it would have been very easy, like, oh, I don't want to get into comps or anything, even though everybody has one in their organization. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they're definitely not going to temper the flames on the hype train or anything like that. That's for sure.
No, and we'll riot if he's not Pete Alonso.
All right, Vern, appreciate it, man. We'll be listening to Vern coming up at 1:30. We're handing things off to him, his on-deck show, as the Royals are playing a little afternoon baseball today in the Bay Area, taking on the Giants. And as Vern said, though, they tall task today just based off what you're throwing out there and obviously who they're going up against. But you know what? It's baseball, man. It's weird. Watch today be a day where all of a sudden they hit. It would not stun you. It really wouldn't.
If you're still looking for something to eat, don't forget Jefferson is the Wednesday lunch partner here at Cody and Gold. New happy hour to save you money 7 days a week, half off appetizers, half off your bar tab at Jefferson's Lenexa and Jefferson's North Kansas City. All day happy hour on Monday. Same great deals during reverse happy hour 7 days a week as well. Jefferson's wings, burgers, oysters. My kids put dollar bills on the.
I happen to have
singles.
Yeah.
For the first time.
All the Jefferson's locations, man. You get a right. You know, you can color the bill. You know, whatever it is, right? And you put the thumbtack up or whatever for sure. In Lawrence, I did that way back when I was in college in the Lawrence location too. Yeah.
The North Kansas City one. They must need more dollars on the wall. They were offering like half order of fried pickles or whatever.
Yeah, the Lenexa one is a newer building too, so it makes sense. But yeah, I was just there last Friday night, man. Corn nuggets, little honey barbecue wings.
I got corn nuggets for the table. Not kidding.
Yeah, I bet you your kids loved them.
They did, and so did the people we were eating with. I want to get to the random question in just a second, Drew. Give me just a second. But the Adam Schefter did send out the official 10 teams who voted against the Tush Push ban, and I thought that might be of interest to us.
This is against the ban.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you missed it earlier today, the Tush Push did not pass. They took an actual vote amongst the owners of all 32 teams. They needed 24 of those teams, or those owners, to agree to ban the Tush Push for it to go in. Only 22 did. So they were off by two votes. These are the 10 teams that chose not to ban it. The Eagles, we knew.
Duh.
Okay. Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, Titans.
So the Chiefs. So,
So the Chiefs voted.
I'm gonna text Bink right now.
Chiefs voted against it.
Bink's been blowing up my phone all week. Oh my goodness.
I'm trying to decide if there's any correlation amongst these teams, and other than most of them are bad, I can't really find a general correlation for when, like, well, the Saints got something in mind with Taysom Hill. They don't want getting rid of. The Jets just got a running quarterback.
There's also allegiances.
Titans just got a running quarterback. They want to do those things. Yeah. Are they just close with Lori? I don't know. I don't see like a. I don't see a general consensus for what I see as being like the theme amongst the teams that kept it.
No, it's interesting. The Chiefs aren't part of that.
Nope. They voted.
Albert
they voted
Breer mentioned that the Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie and Jason Kelce spoke for about 45 minutes in the general session, and that obviously Jason's focus was on the mechanics of the play and how his view it was not overly dangerous. Other owners
overly dangerous.
Other owners that spoke, and I don't know which. Well, based on what we just said, obviously you can tell what side. So Jerry Jones spoke. We know he's as influential as any owner.
Yep.
Jed York, the Niners, and then the Bills owner was the Pegula or whatever it is, or Pegula. Thank you. He spoke as well from the Bills. So
Bink's gonna be so disappointed, guys.
He already texted me back.
The Bills didn't do it either.
I just said, hey.
I thought they might want to be pro-tush push.
He said, I figured the Chiefs would actually would do it. Historically, they have done what the league wants.
Well, the league was split on this one. A very rare case where the league wasn't in agreement. This is kind of important.
It's usually 32-0, unanimous stuff.
It is very rare that something actually gets voted on by the NFL owners that everybody doesn't already know the result of. As in, everybody doesn't already know we're going to ban it.
Well, that's why they table, like, the playoff reseeding, we can talk about this more in the 1 o'clock hour, got tabled. It's because they didn't have the votes to even, like, one way or the other. Is like, it was going to be way off.
Didn't vote for it.
Yeah, whereas this was a hot-button issue. There was clearly a lot of the league that wanted to ban the tush push, and obviously not enough, though. Again, you have to have 75%. So we'll talk more about what else happened today in the NFL just a bit. But in the meantime, let's get to it, Drew.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Text line 913-586-7965. Of course, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Live stream the show 4 hours every day. Today, you're looking at 3D printed figurines.
Do we have those up?
They're up.
Back in the studio?
Yeah, they're up and in the studio. So you can look at something on the camera. Plus, it's just a great way to interact with us. Over on YouTube and Twitch, where we can chat. You can subscribe, get to the top of the page. We'll obviously be back in studio today. I have to go rappel down Arrowhead again.
Yeah, you're going to that.
Last year, I'm back.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm back.
That is the video is always cool with that. And this is one of those where go right ahead, my man. You go right ahead. You know, I love heights. So
Salvation Army's down for the challenge.
Oh, it's great.
KC raises a lot of money.
It's a great cause. You just know there's no chance that I would, due to the heights issue, there's no chance. It's one thing like just sitting up in row 38 in section 302 or something, and then you're asking me to hang off the edge and rappel. I can't do it.
So you guys don't have kids, but I'm going to make the random question about my eventual rappelling down the road. Because kids will ask first. Yesterday, we had a birthday party for one of his stuffed animals because the day before he was determined.
Okay.
And, like, we made a real cake, and
I made a real cake? You went through the hassle to make a real cake for the stuffed animal?
Single layer.
Love it.
Single layer cake.
How long did that
take? Dude, like, I mean, the baking time takes longer than the actual preparation time. I don't know, 30 minutes.
Okay. So you make a cake for the stuffed animal.
We do all that stuff. So, like, kids will, you know, like, I like to indulge kids. This is the catnap.
Oh, okay.
This is catnap. It was his birthday.
All right. Okay.
Catnap got his own cake.
Okay. Right? Your son was happy.
Yeah, he was happy. Yeah. So I like to indulge in their conversations. I try to talk to them like adults. But since you don't have kids, I'm curious how you respond. This morning, I'm getting ready to tell them. I say, hey, Desmond, look, I'm going to show you a video. I said, I'm going to go climb down there. And he said, what do you die? I was like, okay, relax. I'm not going to die. He's like, what happens if you fall and die? I'm like, stop. Relax. They are very safe. I went down it last year. Incredibly safe, very fun, awesome event, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to tell a kid in this situation? He's asking about death a lot more. How do you handle it? You just tell him the truth?
I mean, in this scenario, when he knows you're rappelling off Arrowhead, I would say, oh, that's never going to happen. I'm all strapped in. They've got safety equipment. These are professional.
I told him all that. Safety equipment.
I think you just say
these
that. You act like nothing could ever go bad in this scenario.
It's a 0%. Yes. I think it is a 0.00% chance.
But yeah, that's what I think you would have to tell your kid. Yeah. Because they do, by the way, they do these all across the country anyway. But it's a fair question that he has. I'm strapped in. I got all kinds of harnesses on and everything.
He was asking about, because it was a week. I think he's getting in that phase where, kids are six and they start asking about death. Because he was asking about it. He always tells us he misses
the
old
top text?
Cat. No, he always says he misses the old cat.
So someone says, I love how Cody keeps saying he has to go rappel as if he's being forced to do it.
I'm really happy to help out the Salvation Army. I'm really happy for the event. I'm glad to go out. That'll be fun.
You see that one from the 620? Dang.
Jeez.
Dang.
Man, why is it going to be like that? Text line? That's dark. But he's in that phase now that he's asking those questions hey, what happens if, what are we going to do when our dog dies? I'm like, I don't want to answer these questions.
He's asking all this stuff?
Yes. He's a very deep thinker. He asks a lot of
what did
like,
you respond back with the dog questions?
I just said, I don't want to talk about this right now. We were on a car ride. The kids were being loud before that. I'm like, I'm not getting into this. Too deep. I'll get back to you later. Hit me up later. Sometimes I just got to tell him hey, I can't do this. The other day, not kidding, maybe 2 weeks ago, he said, he said, how old is Earth? And I said, it's billions of years.
Wow.
I said, it's billions of years old. He said, well, then how did it start? I said, well, the prevailing theory, the Big Bang theory.
It's a heck of a question.
And he's like, well, what does that mean? And I was like, dude, I don't even know where to start. I can get you a video. Maybe Bill Nye explains it in some video. But he gets down. Right. He starts asking some deep stuff sometimes. It's like if you were hanging out with your buddy who just took shrooms and starts asking deep questions. That's what it's like to hang out with a six-year-old sometimes. They start asking stuff. They're like, does it make a sound when your hair grows?
What's the meaning of life?
Yeah, we start getting into the deep stuff. I don't know how your parents handled it. Do you remember?
I mean, I don't remember.
Talk with your parents?
I never actually had the true.
I didn't either.
I didn't have the true sit
down. Did you,
Drew? It wasn't
is this a real thing? Do people have the birds and the bees?
I think people absolutely do, but I never, it's one of the, you always hear not cliche, but I had to sit down and talk to my dad about, no, I did not have that conversation.
Yeah, Drew, did you?
I don't think it was a full on, sit down conversation much as it was. Yeah, I don't remember it, to be honest with you, so it wasn't too long if I did have it.
My sister got pregnant as a teenager, and I think they just decided he'll learn that lesson from there.
All right. Jeez. Coming up next, we got to play you some audio from our neighbors in St. Louis. I think they're very, very confused. We'll also talk a little bit more about the AL Central in the final half hour of our show. Coming up right here on Cody and Gold.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.